WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Today, we're diving into something that can feel tough: forgiveness and letting go. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Forgiveness, easy for you to say, Avery. You're a Zen master with a perfectly smooth life. Trust me, I've had my fair share of bruised egos and slammed doors, just like all of us. But here's the thing holding on to anger and resentment. It's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. You think you're strong enough to handle it, but those rocks start weighing you down, making it harder to move forward. Let's break down why practicing forgiveness and letting go is not just some feel-good hippie advice, but a superpower for living a more confident and fulfilling life. First off, forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional prison you've built around it. Imagine that anger is a thick wall separating you from happiness and peace. Forgiveness is like chipping away at that wall, brick by painful brick, until there's an opening for light to shine through. Next, holding on to grudges can seriously mess with your mental game. Think about it. Every time you dwell on that past hurt, you're replaying the scene in your head, re-experiencing those negative emotions. That's like watching a bad movie over and over again. Why torture yourself? Forgiveness allows you to close the chapter and move on to something better. Here's another thing. Forgiveness often benefits you more than the person who wronged you. They may not even realize the impact of their actions, or they might not care. But when you choose to forgive, you release yourself from that burden. It's like taking back your power and choosing peace over anger. Think about it this way. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Holding on to past hurts will only slow you down. Letting go allows you to focus on the present moment and run towards your goals with more energy and clarity. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Some days it's easier than others. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks. Just keep practicing, and eventually you'll find yourself walking lighter, freer, and happier. Ever had that moment where someone did something hurtful and your anger simmered for weeks? Maybe even months? You replay the scene over and over in your head, building a wall of resentment around yourself. I know I have. I remember this one time when a close friend betrayed my trust. The betrayal felt so deep, like a punch to the gut. My mind raced with thoughts of anger, hurt, and disappointment. I carried that weight for months, letting it color every interaction we had. Eventually, I realized that I was hurting myself more than anyone else by holding on to that anger. It was a heavy backpack dragging me down. That's when I started to practice forgiveness. It wasn't easy. There were times I wanted to throw the whole forgiveness thing out the window and just wallow in my resentment. But slowly, with each step towards letting go, I felt lighter. The wall around my heart started to crumble, allowing space for healing and understanding. Today, we're not about dwelling on negativity, but taking control of our emotions. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, the strength to choose peace over pain, happiness over bitterness. It's a conscious decision to break free from the chains of anger and resentment, allowing yourself to move forward with grace and resilience. So remember, you have the power to choose your response to any situation. Don't let past hurts define your present or future. Take that first step towards forgiveness and watch as your world opens up to new possibilities. Go out there and practice forgiveness. It's a gift you give yourself, a key to unlocking inner peace, and a superpower for living a more confident and fulfilling life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the Stoic love. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.